There's another gospel. There's another gospel card in here. Cool. I encourage people to test their lives because this life is fragile and fleeting, and we're all going to leave it one day. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says we're just a vapor. Mm-hmm. But Jesus Christ came. We're not talking about the Sunday church systems here. Those are all made of man and false. Mm-hmm. Jesus came and showed us the way, and he said if people are willing to repent and follow after him, he'll transform your life because of his death, burial, and resurrection, his covering of your sin. You got sin on your record you can't pay for before God, so do I. Mm-hmm. And Christ made that narrow way for us. We're not talking about Sunday church attendance, putting money in the plate, big buildings. That's not of God. That's all of man. If you open the Bible and read the Bible, if you have a phone, you can get it online. If you need a Bible, let me know. I'll get you a Bible.
I got one.
Okay. If you read the Bible, you'll find out that the Bible is very clear that it calls man to accountability. And man that knows about Christ and knows about what he did is going to be held accountable for it unless they're willing to repent. I had to come out of the world, and I used to be a hot rodder. I'm here preaching. I'm witnessing at this event. I used to be a hot rodder when I was a kid, and I had to leave all that because all that's going to burn up. That's not of God. Shiny idols, right? All this materialism. Where's that going to lead everything?
Nowhere.
And nowhere. And so the Bible also says if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. And so I like to feed people or encourage people, but then tell them that you've got to take the steps to get your life back in order so that you can provide for yourself. Mm-hmm. Because it would be a sin relying on others, right?
Yeah.
And to not work when we can work. So I just encourage people. And if people want help, you got my email, my phone number on there. I'd love to encourage you, help you to. I meet a lot of homeless people. I call them beggars. I meet a lot of homeless people, beggars, because they're all asking for money and such. Mm-hmm. And we're all beggars before God. But we don't want to be beggars before men. So, I mean, we can work to provide for ourselves if you're willing to change your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Earl.
Earl? Mm-hmm. That was my dad's name.
Yeah.
That's an old school name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died about 10 years ago. My name is James.
James.
So check out my website. And if you do go on the internet, if you go to the library, if you have an iPhone, don'tperish.com is full of thousands of resources to help you come out of the world. Don't go to the church systems. The pastors and the priests, they're not going to help your soul. They might feed your belly and give you a place to sleep one night. They're not going to help your soul. They're just as corrupt as the world is.
Right.
I think you probably know that.
Yeah.
They're about money. They're about control. They're about traditions of men. Get into the Holy Scriptures. Realize that your appointed time to stand before God is coming one day. And if you know about Christ, which you do now know, he was the Son of God, and you know about his pardon, and you don't seek after it. The Bible says this in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you know what righteousness means? It means to seek that which is right before God. Kind of like the police. If we don't do what's right, when the police are around, what will they do with us? They arrest us. So righteousness means doing what's right before God. And the only way you can know what's righteous is if you understand who God is. Mm-hmm. And you know how you understand who God is? You read his word. Mm-hmm. The word, Genesis to Revelation, is the revealed character, nature, will, desire, and hope of God. And the Bible says he wants none to perish. But most are going to perish. Mm-hmm. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. That word few in English, I always tell people, means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life, Earl. Do you know why? Why do you think that is? Yeah, the gift is there. It's a free gift. Jesus said in John 3, whosoever can come. Why do you think hardly anybody's going to come?
Yeah.
They love this life.
Yeah.
They love their flesh. They love sin. That is the life and flesh. They love the culture. They're not willing to lose. Last thing, Jesus said, lose this life. So have you ever, you said you're, are you married?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have.
All right. When you got married, I'm pretty sure, I hope you did, you put away all the other women. Mm-hmm. And I hope she put away all the other men. And you lose your life to be with that person, right? You no longer live yourself. That's what God requires of Christians. But most everybody in America goes to church on Sunday, says a few prayers, sings a few songs, puts some money in a plate, and what are they doing? They're at home watching Netflix and watching football and dressing in pride and vanity and living worldly. Does that sound like they're changed by God?
No.
That used to be me. But when God's Spirit gets a hold of you and the Word and the truth get a hold of you, it'll transform your life. So this was God appointed. Mm-hmm. I just was taking a walk. I hope that you test yourself to that gospel, to that website, and contact me. I'd love to help you go much deeper,
okay.
Get your life in order.
Cool, thank you.
God be praised. We love you.
Love you too.